Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Beyond Adventure Podcast. I am your keeper, Dan Olertiggy, and these are our campers.
I'm Sonny Fawcett, and I play Karya.
I'm Joel, and I play Evan McAllister.
I'm Angie, and I play Myra Lear.
I'm Taylor, and I play Bill Gomez.
This week's question for our campers is, who is your celebrity crush?
Who's going first?
My celebrity crush is Emma Watson.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, why are you shook?
Still?
She got a 4 on her.
Emma Watson wasn't even in my top 10.
What? Wow.
What?
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 What happened? You heard something?
She got a forehead on
her. Okay, continue on Miss Hermione / Princess Belle.
Damn, y'all judging.
No, we're not. We are not. This is not a collective. Can you please
continue? I think the next person needs to go now.
No, that was the dream date. I didn't hear it.
No, it wasn't the dream date.
Just a celebrity crush?
Yeah. Oh, just a celebrity crush, right?
Celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I'm going.
Damn, you're trying to crush me for no reason.
Minus Theo James.
Who?
Theo James.
Who?
I'm gonna show you pictures.
Wait, not the whole.
Who is Theo James?
That man is fine.
Do you know who that is?
Sounds like Theo James.
What movie or show is he from?
Yeah, there we go.
He's in Divergent. He's in The White Lotus. He's in.
Oh, that guy. I don't really.
Oh, I know that man is.
That man is fine.
So B tier.
Wow.
First of all, have you even seen White Lotus?
No, but I've seen
that. See, I'm already judging. It wasn't supposed to be great.
We listen.
It was a paycheck.
We listen and we don't judge.
don't judge that one movie off of him. That was a paycheck. Okay.
Oh.
That's what I thought, yeah.
He looks like a young
Mark Ruffalo. Oh, true. I don't see that.
Watch the movie. 13 going on 30, he kind of looks like that.
When Mark he Ruffalo. Grows out his hair, he does give Mark Ruffalo vibes. I also think Mark Ruffalo is a handsome man. Makes sense.
He is. Okay, what about you?
Yes. It's like... We listen and we don't judge.
I didn't remember her name for a long time. I think it's Anne-Marie Robb. She was that girl that, when I was growing up...
Anna Sophia Robb?
That's her name.
Miss Bridge to Terabithia?
Bridge to Terabithia.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
It was a good movie.
What?
Is she still doing movies?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't think so.
She had a job.
She was in Soul Surfer.
That would hit me.
She played the main character, Bethany.
She got her
Bethany Hamilton.
Spin off by a shark.
Not limbs, it's one.
Her limbs.
One
singular, but yeah, no, that's nothing
okay.
Interesting about that.
I would have never pictured that for him.
Celebrity crush,
mine's been and always has been for some reason is Channing Tatum.
I can see it.
I love him now from obviously as oh my gosh, I forgot his name.
Gambit,
yes. His version of Gambit.
I'm not gonna name
him. His hair is that
cute.
I love the hair. It's the hair. When his hair is shaved down, I don't like that. I'm sorry.
That's him all the time. Because
I know. He's doing that now, but he wasn't like that before when I had a crush on him, but when he has that hair.
The magic mic. I got you.
Yes, I swear.
Or, that's where I fell in love. What is that? What are the movies called?
Jump Street?
Yes.
That too.
Because he doesn't keep his hair that short.
That's true. It's kind of like medium length.
Okay, you?
So, one celebrity crush. For a girl, is Jenna Ortega.
For a girl.
For a guy, is Ryan Reynolds.
We didn't do that.
You guys ready for camp?
No.
Yes.
Not really.
Sure.
Let's get in the water, guys.
Wait, was that part of the recording? Should we redo that? I didn't want to say no.
Last time on our last episode, we were at the lake, and Myra and Belle decided to get the attention of the lake monster. And the lake monster is pulling at the string attached to you guys' fishing pole. and you guys are trying to pull it away. What do you guys want to do?
I mean, I had to roll.
Yeah.
What was it?
Strength.
Oh, strength. Oh, shoot.
And I'll roll strength against you.
Got a 5.
Jeez.
Okay, so you, Mel, or is it just
Mel? Are you helping me? Okay, she's helping me.
Okay, roll strength.
Might be.
A pass.
Okay, so he rolled that twice. So you guys are both pulling on it, everything. What do you do? Because you know you cannot strike this thing. How are you gonna pull it out? Are you just gonna pull it to where he's laying on the pier, or pull it to where he's still in the water?
I'm kind of hoping that I'm pulling so hard, he free willied a little bit onto the pier and flattened on the pier.
Is his tail melted too? Did I burn his tail? Right?
You burnt his tail.
Yes or no? Do you visualize?
It wouldn't it be fried and not melted?
Okay.
Like, so I'm literally
because now he's ripped from the order and everything. I am going to say, because we did end on a turn last time, I did not give him a 1d4 damage.
What is it? Oh, you're calculating.
I am not going to tell you guys.
Oh, okay.
You guys, you're going to do exactly that.
And
you're
flopping.
Going to pull
he's
it out.
On
he's
there,
flopping
though.
On there. But then he remembers, I have legs. So he's going to stand up. Okay. Very, very ominously, very slowly on the pier with his hands up like this and look at you. With its teeth, you're going to now notice that its teeth are super long, that it comes out. Its lips are not covered by, are covered by its teeth. So its teeth are like up to its nose.
So jagged.
No lip having ass.
I raise my voice from the boat. I say, hey, creature! What's your favorite color?
Oh my god.
Does it respond?
It's
what's
probably
your favorite color?
It's probably blue.
The creature looking at both of you, both Myra and Bell, says,
Sandra.
You think you can kill me?
What's your favorite color?
With some old bay, yeah.
And then he's also going to say,
after I kill you guys, I'm gonna kill that idiot!
What's your favorite color?
Adam is gonna look at you guys and say, we need to get over there.
Totally now.
Bell,
yes.
Did you hear that?
I heard.
What are you gonna do?
Whatsoever.
I'm gonna grab some
old
bait.
I'm gonna. Can I aim at it? I need to aim at this guy.
Okay.
Dexterity.
I'm shaking.
Favorite color.
I was going to say.
His favorite color
is blue.
Look at me.
It's blue.
What's your favorite color?
Yes.
It's in the water. All it sees is blue.
That doesn't mean nothing. It could be green.
Since when is lake water?
We are going to throw you to this fish.
Evan, what do you want to eat?
I want to jump into the river.
You're going to jump into the water?
Evan, what is wrong with you?
I need
to swim into the creature.
Oh my god.
Roll.
I need to ask that question.
Can we light it on
fire? Roll gym class.
Well, I just passed my,
Like, we could fry it up.
Okay, so you passed? He's
Cajun
roll
style.
Dodge against you.
Oh, no. Gambit style.
You throw the bottle rock at him, and he dodges.
Are you serious? Bell, what the freak?
You see his teeth, and his whole mouth starts to salivate because he's coming to take a charge.
Are we on the way? Is it me, Adam, and Evan on the way?
Do you guys want to start rowing towards the shore?
I want to start rowing. I want to see if I'm like close to homing my slingshot.
Okay, Adam West is gonna say, hey, I'm gonna start rowing, but we're gonna take the boat that Nancy was on. We need to get over there.
Sounds good, man.
And so he's gonna start rowing, and you can start prepping your long shot, your slingshot.
Alright, sorry.
Did you roll gym class?
And you're really swimming in the damn water.
You failed. You're doing the doggy paddle. So you have to shrink. What are you saying to the monster while you're being?
That's your favorite color.
That looks like a breaststroke.
Evan, just grab the boat.
As we're rowing,
are you gonna grab it?
I just grab it.
Okay.
And it was, you know. They're smacking me in the back of the head with the orb.
As I'm trying to grab him up here.
Okay. It is now the monster's turn. Oh, wait, no. Belle didn't get a turn. Belle, what do you want to do?
I think. Dynamic. Well, see, we have no fire, right?
He's burnt on the tail.
His tail is burnt.
Okay.
And
you guys just grab the boat?
He did. He grabbed the boat.
Okay.
And we're all back.
Oh, you guys have not rode it back yet. Well, so I was going to say I would grab the spear.
No.
The DIY spear.
No, it's still, it's still in the boat.
No, no, no.
With them.
It's on the boat. It's not thrown in the water.
Oh.
But since the boat is not here yet.
What do you want to do?
We're just going to have to fight it. Like old school.
Do you want to just hand-to-hand combat with it?
We're going to have to.
What are you going to roll? It's fighting. What would that be? You know what dexterity to try and capture. Okay, so you're going to punch it. You're going to roll a 1d3. So roll a 1d4. You'll just do that because I don't have a 1d3.
Three.
Okay, so it takes 3 damage. And because it couldn't block you.
Hey.
So.
Progress.
It looks at all of you and says,
why are you fighting the master's plan?
Who's the master?
Who's your master?
You guys have made it to where the pier ends. So you guys can hop on there.
I climb up to the pier.
He's standing right there?
Standing, but you... So they show up in, like, the back of him. So he's going to say to you guys,
we're all going to die anyway. Why fight the plan?
The what? The plan? Okay. Oh, no.
I step onto the pier, soaking wet, like... I say, what's your favorite color?
Bro, let it go.
He looks at you and he says,
oblivion.
And he's going to backhand you. What are you rolling for dodge?
What do you mean?
Roll dodge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what are you rolling for dodge? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question, remember? What
was it?
33.
33 out of
40.
I went.
He rolled a
5 out of
100.
Okay.
So you take 1d4 damage.
He passed it.
Yeah, he passed, but the monster got an extreme success, which means you can't block it.
So his tennis lock came.
You take 4 damage.
He got tennis lock for 4 damage.
You rolled for his damage.
He rolled for dodge.
Slap. So what about you? Heard it across the lake.
He rolled the damage for him because it's the monster doing the damage to him.
Wow, I took 4 damage.
Yes.
Gosh, that's a lot.
How much are you at?
And he got backhanded or like open
backhanded.
Palm?
He got backhanded.
That's crazy.
Wow. Well, he also asking random questions.
Huh?
It knocks you out.
He thought he had it coming.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier.
What?
So because right when you get backhanded. You feel pain, it knocks you back into your sense. The phobia is gone.
Okay, do a little.
Bah!
Oh.
Hey, are you okay?
I don't have the need to ask stupid questions anymore.
And the monster looks at you.
Why not?
Just to mock you.
I don't have an answer for you.
He is going to jump into the water at you.
Like, he's gonna, like, try and, like...
And drown you.
Pounce me in...
Yes. So he's gonna grab you. I'll let him roll... Strength, and you can roll a post.
Okay.
Okay? Ready? What'd you roll?
28.
Roll an 86.
Ooh.
That means you won.
Yep.
What are you doing to fend defend him off? What do you do to fend him off right when he jumps at you?
I notice the makeshift spear.
It's in the boat.
Okay, fine. What I do, I redirect him. So he jumps over to me.
Can I throw?
And instead of like trying to take it on, what I do is I like grab it and I just like shift the momentum away from me.
So it's like the move that Ryu does, where he falls to the ground and flings him to the back.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Except so, I do exactly that. So like I grab him and I roll to the back and just like.
When you do that, it's going to happen. You're going to do it. You passed it. Yes. So that's what's going to happen. He's going to fly off, but he's going to fall into the water. Okay? And now he's in the water. He has surrounded you guys. What do you guys want
to
do?
Dang it. I wanted to use one of the, a spell from the book, but if he's in the water now, I don't think I can use it.
You can't see it, right? Yeah, obviously he's in the water.
If you guys want, I will allow you guys to use notice stuff to find him.
72.
Damn, didn't notice a thing.
Very good.
24?
No.
That's
6. 66.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, did I really pass it?
1 point over.
Use your luck.
I passed it.
Alright, I'll use one thing
a lot. Only at least one of us like needed to notice
it's
something.
It's like my first time I ever passed it throughout this whole game. Let's go.
None of us can't see it. So who?
I pass.
You three pass?
I pass.
Yeah, I use my my luck. I use 1 point of luck in order to see it.
Okay, so you guys see that the monster is in the water, swimming towards Belle.
Bello, watch out!
That's crazy.
He's going to grab Bell's leg. Which means, Bell, you're going to roll dodge, and I'm going to roll strength. You're going to roll dodge opposed.
Nice.
48.
Nice. I didn't dodge that.
He got from 38, so his strength, he immediately pulls you into the water.
Are you gonna scream?
You hear a big
psh. No, because then I'd lose all my oxygen.
She's gonna go simple, ah, and then hold it.
So, Belle's out in the water. The monster is grabbing onto Belle and pulling her further down into the water. The lake is 15 feet deep.
Can I use fighting?
I want to use my slingshot to see if I can hit it.
Only 15
feet? Go ahead, but it's at disadvantage.
It is.
Because slingshot is in the water.
Can I use fighting?
Oh, wait.
You want to use fighting?
Yeah.
Fine.
At disadvantage, though, because she's on the water.
How is it a disadvantage, though?
Because you're fighting in the water.
People could punch a shark in the head. Why can't I punch this thing in the head?
Yeah, at a disadvantage.
Is it a disadvantage?
There's less momentum.
Yeah, it's less momentum.
You have to kick.
And also, you're kind of freaking out at the moment. I think just grabbed you and dragged you into the
Hold on. My character is calm. Death. Like, level-headed.
Girl,
let's be so
let's be real.
She's too busy drinking a cup of tea while she's being drunk.
Yeah, right? Let's
be
real.
Wanted to be taken.
3 o'clock in the morning, you know,
she's
I'm like, oh, I'm chilling.
They're in cahoots.
Oh, what a minor inconvenience.
Like, me in real life would freak out, but me and this would probably be more level-headed.
Belle is not gonna freak out! Not what has she seen in her life to make her so disordered?
We've seen a lot in this less than a week.
You guys have seen a tree monster.
We've seen a lot. Dead body.
A lot?
Yeah, right.
You know what? How about this?
Belle has seen a lot.
How about this? If you pass a sanity check, I'll let you do a regular roll for Brawl.
There is a difference between seeing stuff happen and then being dragged into underwater by a freakish fish monster guy.
Okay, but no, no, here's the thing. I'll let her roll sanity. If she passes her sanity, if she stays calm, and she will normal brawl or fight this monster.
And if she loses, fails, can she die?
She's going to be at disadvantage.
Can she die?
You do realize what would happen if I did die, right?
You did not respect my questions. So
I answered you
in a very sarcastic manner.
And I still answered you. I didn't ignore you.
Yeah.
I didn't ignore you, though.
Right, the water and
it's more hurtful to ignore you.
I need that creature to come back to the surface.
You can have a hug later if you want.
Yeah,
hey, listen. Fight this guy and need him back in the surface. Have a spell on him.
Ooh.
27.
Disadvantage. You didn't roll the sanity, so that means you have to roll again and take the worst of the two.
What do you mean? I passed.
That's what the disadvantage is.
That's why.
So
I failed that.
Okay, so the monster sees you trying to punch it, and it just grabs your hand and it whispers into your ear. No, no, no.
Wait, does she get to pick out the most of two?
Huh?
Does she get to pick the best out of two?
No, it's the worst.
The worst out of two. I said disadvantage. And the monster says, no, 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 no. This is my domain. You don't win here. What do you guys want to do?
I want to shoot.
Can I go dive in after her?
That sounds so predatory.
It's going to be a disadvantage.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Well, here's the thing. I see the spear.
Roll dexterity. Stop the roll dexterity, which is my dexterity.
I don't see the spear. I do not see it.
You failed.
I definitely failed. 89.
No. And you should go on
Adam West.
Adam West is about to jump into the water and dive in.
No, I want to catch the spear in the boat. And dive in after her. Unless Evan wants to do it.
No, wait, you know what? Adam West looks at you and sees what you're about to do, and he throws you the spear.
Okay.
He's like, Myra, can't!
It's Prince Eric situation, you know?
I'm done.
Prince Eric, when he fights Ursula.
No, and he throws you the spear. You got it now.
But I love that.
I've got to dive in there.
No, she
didn't
get it. She
wore
her white gloves and blue pants.
Wait. First off,
yeah.
The boots.
What?
Wait.
What drink does Adam West have?
Oh, he has the orange.
Adam West looks at Myra and says, "Myra, take this," and he throws you his soda.
Oh, I should catch that differently.
Do you you have the spear, right?
Yes.
Do you want to drink the soda?
Oh, sure.
What does the soda do?
Okay, so you drink the soda?
Evan, do you want to take over?
What's up?
You want to take over? And drink this mysterious soda?
Well, what is
it? Matthew Hall. You don't have time.
You're right, we don't have time. Give me that.
Here you go. Soda. Here.
Are you going to give him the spirit too? Yeah, spirit too.
Here, take the spear.
I have this corn syrup. Oh, okay. Bottoms up!
You now have a dexterity advantage.
I thought you were gonna say
you were given. So if you're gonna roll for dexterity, you now have advantage, which means you get to roll twice and take the best of the two.
Nice.
And you're gonna need it if you're gonna try stabbing this thing to kill it.
Yeah, she's gonna rescue them.
So, okay. Are you gonna jump into the water now?
Yep, I have the spear. There's a spear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're holding it.
What do you want to do?
I'll be like, well, guys.
She's drowning.
Bottoms up.
Wrong turn. Wrong turn, Evan. Wrong turn.
How do you grow?
I jump in.
Huh? You gotta do a warm rock.
At this point, I should just grow gills.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Even though that doesn't really fit, whatever. Bottoms up!
Oh, he dove in there like a Prince Eric.
I know, gym class. So you can get to her quick.
Gym class.
Come on, Prince Evan.
68.
Oh, no.
Okay, well.
I'm gonna die.
No, no, you don't get advantage.
Oh, wow.
What you get the advantage on dexterity.
Yeah.
What are you, oh,
so did you fail your gym class?
I did.
By how much?
A lot.
I'm afraid to be part of Ariel.
Because so you're gonna swim normally at the bell roll dexterity. Roll constitution.
I'm about to see Ursula at this point. You said what is it that I had to roll?
The constitution.
Four pass.
You pass. You're still like conscious, but you are quickly losing air. No matter how calm you are.
I'm about to start hallucinating.
What do you? So let me see if I can do this correctly.
I already use my slingshot. I can't use my gun. I have to load it. It takes a turn to load it too.
What would you like to do?
Have I seen them yet?
You start seeing them and everything. You see there's a black silhouette that is grabbing onto Belle and keeping her underwater.
Can I throw another bottle rocket in the water to light?
Go ahead. Do you want to do that?
Yep.
Okay, you don't need to roll dexterity, it just happens.
Okay.
So you're going to light it? You know what? Play with matches. What's freaking you out right now that you can't light the match?
The fact that she's still down there.
Like, what do you say?
Belle's been under the water for a while now, and Evan is just not. Evan!
I hear you in the water!
Well, I'm just saying it out loud in general.
Evan was just like, guys, I think I need to go down there.
I'm just mentioning his name.
Okay, fine. Okay,
in the opening, right?
Okay.
I start seeing them, but I feel like it's too risky to just throw the spear. I feel like if I just make it a little bit more distance, I could definitely just kind of poke at him, right? Hmm.
Well, I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, wait, I have a
flashlight. You know what? You gave me an extender. I'm not going to start throwing the spear.
You know?
You're going to throw the spear?
Underwater, yes.
I have a waterproof flashlight.
Okay. I was going to give you a disadvantage because you're throwing the spear, but you have advantage, which means you have to just roll regular advantage. You don't get advantage. Because I was going to give you disadvantage. If you were just going to go up to him and stab him or try to figure out how to hit him, I would give you advantage. But you're going to throw the spear, which is a little bit more...
Okay, so I won't do that. But I will swim to get closer.
Roll gym class if you want to swim even faster.
You know gym class heroes.
Dang, that's crazy.
20! With all your strength, you put the spear in your mouth, and with your hand you just... And you're like coming at him like you're Aquaman. You get right in his face. What are you gonna do?
What a mentally disturbing.
I grab the spear and I try to aim directly for its eye.
Okay. Because you... wait, no, you roll gem class. Roll dexterity with advantage.
Advantage, roll again.
Ooh. I know, just to make sure all my dexterity is... Okay, 40. It's gonna suck on this.
Ugh, come on.
What do you do?
I have an extra d10 roll.
Oh!
I've been holding on to that for...
I know, go ahead, use it if you need.
Honor, they've been down there for a while.
How much did you miss?
I know, right?
What does that mean in relation to...
Okay, what's your lowest roll?
My lowest roll?
Well, like, out of the both rolls, what did you roll?
What was the first one?
He didn't pay attention.
Yeah, I forgot it.
It did, and the recording paid attention too.
Well, then what was it?
Do you want to use luck?
It's a lot of luck.
Okay, if you don't want to use it, Belle is going to have to roll constitution again.
Damn, bro.
Oh, boy. Well, Belle.
Okay, Belle, roll constitution again.
Thank pass. God.
You pass? Okay, you start feeling your head is a little bit starting to rush now. You're starting to notice, like, oh, man, like, I might die here. What do you want to do as a last-ditch
effort? She's low-key perfish.
Why are you looking like he's
dying? First of all, I already realized that. Like, damn, I'm probably going to die down here a while ago. I said that.
Fish creature for song.
Maybe you can ask her.
How?
And don't mute yourself.
I love the...
I go to you, you see me now. I'm like...
Okay.
Okay, but you're going to be doing this at disadvantage because you are lightheaded, you are about to pass out.
Oh my god.
So.
Okay, so I rolled a 24.
You roll, hold on. I guess roll fighting at disadvantage.
She's ahead of herself.
Pass.
Disadvantage.
Okay. Pass again. Oh.
Hey.
Dang.
Okay, you try, you grab the spear, and you try.
No, I thought that's an 18.
And the monster is just looking at you like.
But, I hold the back part of the spear and help her push it in.
Let's
go.
Okay.
How carrying?
Right.
I would say, since you're combining it, your dexterity advantage kicks in. Roll dexterity. Oh, you know what? No, that's not dexterity. That's strength. Because you're giving her the strength to actually stab her. Yeah. So roll strength.
God, please tell me your strength is decent.
It's 50.
Okay.
Boy.
26.
You got it.
Okay, with that strength boost, as the knife is coming towards the monster's like, so slow. And then Evan grabs the back of it and goes, ah! And immediately rushes towards him. And it stabs the monster in its chest. And the monster looks with amazement and fear in its eyes. It locks eyes with Evan and Belle. Not at the same time. Well, at the same time.
Are you looking left and right?
No, he makes eye contact with
Belle. I mean, he makes
eye contact with Belle. And looks at her. And as he's about to fall, as he's about to just die and his body's going to float down to the bottom, he's going to look at you, Belle, and he's going to say, good luck, you're going to need it. And maybe Myra is not who she seems. And he's going to fade away into the darkness.
How do you get stabbed in the chest?
Oh,
you
my.
The water.
Both of you roll notice stuff real quick.
I don't notice a thing.
I do.
You're still...
In the water, you see a stone floating up towards you, and it's just shining a little bit.
Like a pool.
And you can grab it. And right when you grab it, it says to you, this water feels cold. Get me out of here. Okay, now you have that. What do you want to do? And also, Belle just eats it.
No.
Remember, Belle is still right in front of you, and she is like almost knocked out.
You guys gotta like get off the water.
You go and grab her.
No.
No.
You go up. Go up. Roll gym class.
That's wild. Just to save her.
Just to save her so we can get up there faster.
Yo, it's like, do they like us?
You pass?
Oh! It was gym class, sweet!
Can I dive in there and rescue them?
Wait, can I
mercy? I do not pass.
Yeah, okay. let's
she gets knocked out. Adam West is going to jump into the water because he feels like it's cleared up or something. And he sees that Evan is struggling to swim up with only one arm. So he swims up and he grabs Belle and Adam and Belle. Belle and Evan, and swims up. I'm going to give them a strength check. He passes. He grabs you guys, and with one swoosh of his hand, he lifts you guys up all the way to the top.
Damn. She's like Superman.
Do I need strength to pull them out? Like
you can pull them out, yes.
Oh, with strength, or do I need to roll?
No, you can just pull
them
out.
Okay, so I'm grabbing Belle and bringing her back up. And
I know, great responsibility.
She is unconscious right now.
With great power.
What are you guys doing CPR?
What is it? What comes with great power?
With great power comes great responsibility.
As you're giving her
great power!
No, no, I'm not. No, that's an Adam line.
You said you're gonna give her CPR.
Oh shoot, at first aid.
First aid? Yes, roll first aid. That's her first
I'm
aid.
The only one with CPR training in this room.
You're just compressing her.
Hell, any day you wanna put out the water.
Back.
But she still has her cool demeanor.
All right, we're on her back. You're not giving him a hug.
What?
Evan. Oh!
Oh, he's conscious. I'm
a robot.
You'd think I would get the hug because I survived, yeah. You know?
Well, I just kind of... You just that's because
you
up
want...
The water.
You want Evan to be your best
friend. Evan wants some water, by the way. He's, like, about to go to the ladder.
I don't know what
to wait. That wink was crazy.
Can I use my hobbies? 2 points of luck to bring it down.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Okay, are you sure you
want to
do
that? Dodge a hug?
Okay, yep.
That's wild.
I don't know why that's wild. He's done it multiple times. He keeps doing it every time.
He dodged, you
yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Okay, while you and Adam West are in the water, all of you guys roll notice stuff.
Wow, all the
power... Not you.
Not me.
Not you, Connor.
I guess all the Power Rangers are aquatic.
I guess so.
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm supposed to roll?
Yeah.
I didn't want to roll again. What am I rolling?
69.
Notice.
Notice stuff.
I...
Notice stuff. Oh, okay.
Oh, I just rolled notice stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Mm-mm.
You don't know that. Damn it, 5 points.
Okay. Wait. You guys don't notice. Wow. That right behind you guys, except for Connor and Adam West, right behind you guys, an angry Bartholomew shows up and says, "What are you guys doing here?
Nobody wants to see that man.
It is 4 a.m. Well, 4:30. It is 4:30 a.m. You guys are supposed to be in bed.
Aren't you supposed to be in bed?
My cameras are missing. Why would I be in bed?
How would you notice we were gone?
Because I heard somebody yelling in the nurse's office.
That was a while ago.
Oh, speaking of, the nurse, Nancy, she might need some help.
What?
She's
you
passed
guys
out.
Are in deep trouble. Follow me to my office.
I'm coming.
What about Nancy?
I don't want to hear it. Follow me to my office.
What about Nancy?
Nancy's a grown woman, and wherever she is right now, she will be fine. Follow me to my office now.
I'm climbing on top of the back.
No.
The locker carry.
Adam is just going to grab you and be like...
Okay. He covers my mouth.
Where's HR?
So you guys are going to go to his office. Adam West is just like, dude, if we would have... He's not listening right now, which means something is going on. We need to help Nancy.
Period.
No, but who was it that was yelling?
I'm pretty sure it was probably Evan.
It was Evan. That's why I said it was a while ago.
Yeah,
I can vouch for that. It was
Bartholomew and Barry were looking all around.
We didn't know that was Bartholomew. Those you guys, I failed it.
We knew Evan was the one yelling.
Evan.
Oh, true.
That. He woke up the camp.
True. He woke up the camp, and then obviously he did like a whole check. And he saw that campers were missing, so he went looking for them. It's a pretty big camp, so he's looking everywhere. But he only caught Evan, Meyer, and Belle.
So you aren't you happy you found that water?
On the water?
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
You have to hug me.
So now, you guys are walking over to Barry's office.
Bartholomew or Barry?
Bartholomew. Barry has not been seen yet. So Bartholomew is going to is going to take you guys to his office, and now Adam West is going to tell Connor, "Hey, listen, we're gonna get them back, but we really need to help out Nurse Nancy, and we need to find out what she knows about this camp, because it turns out a lot of people know about this camp, a lot of things about this camp that we don't. Yeah. Ralphie, Alfie, and now Nurse Nancy. Like, what is going on?"
"Dude, I don't know, but I think now we should go ahead and just for now, let's take Nancy back in and try to see until she wakes up."
"Of course. So you guys are going to pick up Nurse Nancy and rush back to the clinic, but trying to stay away, but staying away from Bartholomew and the other guys."
"He's not with them."
"So we're just going to do that. Okay. Now we're going to cut to
Ralphie.
Myra, call Evan and Belle in Bartholomew's office."
"Look what you got me into, Evan."
"And he's going to say to you guys, I don't want to hear it. What I want to hear is the explanation of why you guys think it's okay to go to the lake at 4:30 a.m.
"We heard Nurse Nancy.
We heard
what annoying. Are you talking about, Nurse Nancy?
Nurse Nancy was screaming.
She was in. She's in the clinic right now."
"What are you talking about?
What?
I haven't gone there myself, but that's where she sleeps. She's in her room. Why would she go to the lake?"
"Well, then how do we go there right now, just so you can prove us wrong?"
"Yeah.
Are you serious right now? Mary? I don't think you guys are in any position to, like, tell me what to do right now.
You need to calm down.
What's going on in this camp?"
"Exactly. No, you know a lot. You need to calm down, sir."
"Why did Bartholomew anyway?
Huh? Yeah, you have a bad, ugly name.
That was my grandfather's name."
"Well,
more like Bartholomew." "No, I don't say that.
I think somebody needs to go home early."
"No, I didn't.
Bartholomew, how about we mute to this lake? We can could discuss the rest of this over there when we find
at
Nurse Nancy."
"Lake? Why would I take you guys back to the lake?
To find Nurse Nancy.
We're innocent. Let's go see where Nancy is."
"Okay, so you guys want to go back to the lake?
Period.
And tell me where and show me where Nurse Nancy is?"
"Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And then you'll believe us, right?"
You know what? Fine. Since this is only a week-long camp, and we're only on day 3 now, and you guys want to pull all these jokes and all these lies, and you guys want to see that Nurse Nancy's at the lake, fine. We will go back to the lake. But if she is not there, there will be a rude awakening."
"Question.
Answer.
Can I secretly tell them that? What if Connor and Adam moved them to the, her? Because she's not going to be there."
That's a big assumption.
"Y'all want to know, yeah.
That's a big
they assumption. Were left behind. We left them behind. So they had to have done something.
You expect Connor to do anything?"
"Well, can I tell him that? Like,
that's a lot.
Am I telling you that now?"
"Yeah, I would say you're telling him that.
And that's what you're telling
him? No faith."
No.
I feel like the setup's out of
the way. We're going to the lake. If she's not there, we're going to be in.
Guys, I don't think she's going to be there.
And you guys.
What are you talking about?
Connor and Adam.
You guys now are heading back to the lake."
"Mm-hmm. Yeah."
And then, now back in the clinic, Adam West and Connor are struggling to put Nurse Nancy. Oh, wait, you know what? Let me roll strength.
Is she bloody? Like, does she look like a bloody trail or something?
She's beat up. Oh, yeah. No, Adam picks up Nurse Nancy on his shoulder. You grab her legs, and you guys start carrying her back and lay her in bed in the clinic. And Adam West says, "Dude, what are we going to do? Like, she's hurt pretty bad."
"I don't know. It's not blood. Let's just try to see if you can try to do, I guess, bandage or wounds."
We're on roll first aid.
68.
Mm-hmm.
Is that passing?
No.
Do you want Adam West to roll?
Nope, it's not going to. Yes.
You rolled 8.
Nice.
Adam West is like, no, buddy. She's bleeding from her head, not her toe. I got this, don't worry. And he starts bandaging her up.
And then they're horrible jobs.
He's like, you got her toes. Good job, buddy.
I got her awful look, though.
Her phalanges.
So, so thank God she didn't fall into the water. So she's all dry, but she is covered in blood. So you guys clean her up and bandage her up. And she opens her eyes. And she's like, what happened?
Well, Nancy, you were just attacked by a sea monster. We got you now.
Connor?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Like,
well, we heard.
Is it dead?
Yeah. It's dead.
How?
Well, we killed it.
What?
Our campers have survived another monster attack. But now they face the biggest challenge, the head camp counselor. Can they persuade Bartholomew to believe them and not punish them for going to the lake at night? Or will they be sent to bed for further punishments to come? What does Nurse Nancy know about the camp, and will they live to see their homes again? Join us next time as we are getting closer to the end. Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Olertagi as Evan McAllister, Angie Olertagi as Myra Lear and editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Bell Gomez, and me, Dan Lortegi, as your keeper. Publisher is Joseph Ferris, and intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more of his music. Also, guys, we want to give a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall, for everything that they're doing for us. Remember to follow them on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. And we have social media too. Follow us on our Twitter at Beyond Adventure, but instead of the E, it's an underscore. And our Instagram at Beyond_Adventure22. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube and hit that bell for notifications to always be notified when we drop new episodes. Also, if you have any ideas for us, don't forget to message us. We'd love to hear from you guys and appreciate your feedback. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you next time at camp.